thank you. I'm Warren Joins, and today we're going to be studying about deceived by a strong delusion. In 2 Thessalonians 2:8 through 12, a very important passage of Scripture. But to set the stage for this, I was just thinking back to the times that I've been amazed by magicians on stage or television. The simple thing is pulling a rabbit out of a hat or making the glass of water disappear or be replaced by flaming paper or suspend someone in the air. These literally astound me, even though I know it's not really magic. It's an illusion. The performer, he deludes us. That is, he makes us think something is being done, while in truth he's doing something else. Now, the delusions that are essential to the magician are entertaining, but there are other delusions, many of which are extremely dangerous. The Lord foretold his coming again in the 2 Thessalonians letter and warned why some would perish. He said, because they received not the love of the truth, that is, the love of the truth, that they might be saved. For this cause God shall send them strong delusion, that they should believe a lie, that they all might be damned who believe not the truth, but had pleasure in unrighteousness. When people will not accept the truth, God will allow them to believe a lie. But since only the truth can make us free, John 8:32, believing a lie means God's condemnation. God's desire for man is in regard to the truth. When Jesus was on trial before Pilate, he said, everyone that is of the truth heareth my voice. And Pilate said unto him, what is truth? John 18:37-8. But Pilate didn't wait for the answer, and neither do most people today. The Lord said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. John 14:6. And again, in prayer to the Father, he said, sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth. In John 17:17. When we speak of truth, then we speak of God's word. That word is all spiritual truth. Note the wording in Ephesians 1:13. In whom ye also trusted, after that you heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation. What is truth? Well, the answer that's given here is that it's the gospel. Freedom has often been an elusive thing for many people, but it is the most precious of all earthly blessings. Jesus, however, offers a greater freedom than the earthly kind. If you continue in my word, then are you my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. In John 8:31-32, and then almost in the same breath, he said, if the Son, therefore, shall make you free, you shall be free indeed. The freedom was not and is not possible through any other means than the Word of God. Peter wrote in 1 Peter 1:22, seeing you have purified your souls in obeying the truth. The truth, the Word of God, is to expose error and encourage righteousness. Thus does it make us free. And Jesus said, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. Mark 16:15. The truth is for everybody then. It's for every creature and every nation in all the world. And so states the Great Commission in the three accounts of it. It does not belong exclusively to the old or to the young or to the white or the black, to the American, the European, to women or to men. The truth is for all people. Of a truth, I perceive that God is no respecter of persons. But in every nation, he that feareth him and worketh righteousness is accepted with him. Acts 10:34-35. The Apostle Paul echoes this in 1 Timothy 2, in verses 3 and 4. He says that this is a good and acceptable in the sight of God our Savior, who will have all men to be saved and come unto the knowledge of the truth. Now, there are reasons for and results from delusions. The law enforcement officials often warn about various con games. Then these con games are used to bilk the unwary. A basic part of their warning is this: you cannot con an honest man. In other words, those who are cheated are looking for a shortcut or a rapid through a shady profit. And why do delusions work? Because people look for the shortcuts in religion. And the Lord pointed it out in 2 Thessalonians 2. Because they received not the love of the truth, that they might be saved. All the truth can make you free, can save you. And yet many are not satisfied with God's truth. They're looking for something else. And people are going to believe something. Man, by nature, seeks to trust guidance outside himself. Thus do the most unenlightened tribes of man invent gods of their own. Man must trust and worship a higher being. That's is natural for him. And when the truth of God is rejected, well, delusions are all that's left. They receive not the love of the truth. For this cause God shall send them strong delusions that they should believe a lie. Men can know the truth if they want to know it. If man will do his will, he shall know the doctrine, whether I be of God or whether I speak of myself. John 7:17. Regardless of the delusion, when the word of the Lord is rejected, so is salvation. John 12:48 said, he that rejected me and receiveth not my word hath one that judges him. The word that I have spoken, the same shall judge him in the last day. Now the Lord laid down the terms of discipleship in Matthew 16:24. If any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. The reason for and the result from accepting a delusion is self-will. When Balaam put the stumbling block before Israel, 2 Peter 2:15, Revelation 2:14, it was for himself. He wanted the house full of silver and gold, Numbers 22:18. In Jude 11 is found the warning, woe unto them, for they have gone in the way of Cain and ran greedily after the heir of Balaam for reward, perished in the gainsaying of Korah. When we enthrone ourselves, we follow delusions. It is as though the prophet Ezekiel speaks to us. Every man setteth up his idols in his heart. Ezekiel 14:4. If we love God, we love the truth. Our attitude will have to be that of the Lord's way, not my will, but thine be done, in Luke 22:42. God's blessings are only offered through the truth. Even though it is revealed in the Scripture and man's own experience, many will not learn this truth. The way of man is not in himself. It's not in man that walketh to direct his steps. Jeremiah 10:23. One of the saddest times in the course of the history of Israel is recorded in the last verses of Judges. Every man did that which was right in his own eyes. God reveals his will, and he expects us to be guided by it. It is not as though he left us without direction. He gave his word as our guides. All scripture is inspired of God, is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto every good work, and has given us all things that pertain to life and godliness through the knowledge of him that has called us to glory and virtue. 2 Timothy 3:16 and 17, and also 2 Peter 1:3. But as in Paul's day, there are some who receive not the love of the truth in our day and age. Religious leaders cry, join the church of your choice. Well, that isn't scriptural at all. One is as good as another. That's not scriptural. But Jesus said, I will build my church. Again, the church of the Lord, which he purchased with his own blood, Acts 20:28, Matthew 16:18. What is the church? What is the body of Christ? Colossians 1:18, Ephesians 1:22-23. It's the kingdom in Matthew 16:18, Colossians 1:13. And it's the family of God, 1 Timothy 3:15. And it's the bride of Christ, 2 Corinthians 11 and Ephesians 5:22 following. God declares there is one body, Ephesians 4 and verse 4. But the illusionists claim one is just as good as another. Well, they're trying to delude you, and many people will be deluded by this idea. Jesus died on the cross and shed his blood for us. And he was raised from the dead to proclaim, he that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. In Mark 16:16. When the gospel was preached by the apostles and early Christians, commands were specific and they were very clear. He said, repent and be baptized. How many? Every one of you. In the name of Jesus Christ, that's by the authority of Christ, for or unto the remission of your sins. They were told to believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and was baptized, he and all his, immediately. And now, why tarriest thou? Arise and be baptized and wash away thy sin, calling on the name of the Lord. Acts 2:38, 16:31, and 33, and Acts 22:16. The results are uniform. People heard, they believed, they repented, and they were baptized. Now, that wasn't difficult to accept when people love the truth, and the truth is still the same. There are many today who are offering a variety of shortcuts in religion. They will preach that one church is as good as another, and we are saved by faith only, we are saved by grace only. The form of worship doesn't matter, they say, if you're just sincere. But these are illusions and delusions. Don't entrust your soul to what man, no matter who that person is, tells you. Love the truth of God and go to it for all of your directions. The truth shall make you free. Father, thy word is truth. Thank you for listening today.